T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We were all at different places in our lives yesterday at about 10 a.m. when I first spotted the thing about this. I can't wait to ask you guys about this, about the college. Get your kid into college by making a huge $500,000 illegal bribe to some test taker.
Yep.
Yeah. I need to apologize to my kids for not,
for not
bribing officials to get them into the schools they can enter.
No, I'm so glad this happened. I mean, because this has been a scam for a long time. I think these people are not the first to have done this.
Not.
They happen to be the ones who got caught. It's been going on for a long time, and the whole process needs to be overhauled. And so it's about time.
This is going to be bad, though. It's
going to
be really, really bad.
It is bad, because think about all the deserving kids who got passed over for these celebrities and rich CEOs' kids. Yeah. I mean, kids are going to be protesting on the streets. This is crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah. And how do you, I mean, I have to, how many universities were involved? Was it?
Well, they don't.
It looks like there's about half a dozen or eight that have been named. That have
been named. Yeah.
You know, that they've made public. But as I was reading about this, and I knew who Felicity Huffman was, and I knew the other actress, because Fuller House, you're a big fan of.
Oh, Lori Loughlin,
Becky.
Becky from Full House. And I felt for a second like a little bit bad for them, because they're probably the most famous people who are involved in this, who are allegedly involved in this scandal. There are probably many, many others whose names we don't know who did things that are just as terrible and as bad. But then it occurred to me, like, this whole thing that they caught these people, this is probably going on in other places with other people that they don't even know about yet. This happens so much, and it's infuriating that it does.
I mean, there's almost 50 people that are facing charges. But again, this has been going on since the dawn of time, because unfortunately, money breeds that kind of behavior sometimes, where you think you're above it.
Yeah.
And that you have, you know, all of this money, and you can
influence
people to do what you want them to do.
Yeah.
So if you were a student in that time frame that they discovered people were buying their way in, and you didn't get into one of those colleges, do you have grounds for a lawsuit to say, I know that I wouldn't have?
I don't think so, but I think it is going to spark a conversation about how we do this, how this country
does completely the whole ridiculous
admissions process, which has become a ferociously time-consuming, you know, it's putting all this pressure on these kids from the time they're sophomores in high school. It's crazy.
Well, you did it with two kids.
Yeah,
I did it with three kids. I've got one who's still in college, and you've got two who are currently in college. So there's that, which you just... But there's also the whole thing of, like, as a parent, you want your kid to do well, and you want to get them every advantage you can.
Right.
So where's that line? Like, they're saying in lots of these cases, the kids didn't even know that the parents were doing, bribery and all these illegal things.
That's a good point. I think in most cases, the kids don't know. Yeah. I don't think that they would want them to know. They want them to think they got in on their own merit.
Right.
It's awful.
And how is that kid going to do in school?
Right.
Like, they're going to have to leave the school.
Definitely.
How is that going to go going
There'll be a
forward,
stigma on them. Definitely.
It's awful.
What are they even calling it? Is it college gate? College, you know, admission gate or something like that? Because colleges didn't really have anything to do with it.
Yeah, I know. They're saying it's the biggest college entrance scandal in history.
Right.
And then every network has a different little name for it.
Yeah.
You know, Varsity Blues and all of these things.
Well, that was, I think, the name of the investigation, Varsity Blues.
Yeah.
FBI investigation.
Yeah, there's all these names now for it. But either way, it's bad.
It's David, Sue, and Kendra. We're all on, Sue and I are kind of in the same place on the continuum of college with kids, children in college. Your kids, Kendra, are much younger.
No, but I mean, I remember myself. I mean, I graduated college, it's been, 13 years out of college now, I think.
And what was the admissions process like? How much was the bribe that your parents paid to get you to UMass?
A double loan on their house refinancing so that I could go.
Yeah, I don't know if my parents even knew which colleges I applied to. It was just like, this is the one I'm going to. They weren't that involved.
No, my student loan debt is pretty high right now.
But the process has changed immensely. I've got three children, one still in college, two who are out. You've got two kids who are in college.
So
it's pretty fresh for us. We can remember as a family going on tours, doing the applications and all that stuff.
And it's ferocious and competitive as it is when you're doing it the right way.
Right.
It's just, it's gotten so out of hand. This is another example of why we have to revamp the system.
Right. But the whole thing is, I mean, think about, we were talking about how much college costs in the first place. Now we know why. But like, how do you put the value of a college education if it's, pick a number, 50 grand, 60 grand a year, say, depending on where you go to school? You know, that's $200,000. How does a family do that for three kids or two kids?
You can't,
without taking out these huge loans, as you say, on your house and everything else, and then making it.
And then you come out of you come out of college with no job, and then you have to try to pay it back, and it's ridiculous.
And also, there's so much focus on the name. You know, there's a book that I made my kids read, and I think it's called like "Where You Go Is Not Who You Are." And it talks about like the name of that doesn't define you. You don't have to go to Stanford or Yale to be
ridiculous.
A successful person. There are successful people that go to state schools. There are successful people that didn't even go to college that are very successful and happy in life. And we put so much importance on the name of the school, and we all get caught up in it.
Right.
And it's,
well, it sure seems what happened here. And it's easy to pick on those two stars that we know because there's a lot of people who are involved
they've
with
become
this thing.
Kind of the face of it.
But did you read any of the quotes from the indictment and the recordings and everything that they have? It's really bad.
I didn't know. You brought it to my attention. I didn't know they faked the athletic part or the disability part. I missed that whole part of it.
Heinous.
I thought they were just faking test scores to get in.
No, there were several ways. Sometimes they did fake recruitments to sports teams. Sometimes they somebody else take the SAT or the ACT. And sometimes they said, you know, put down that your kid has a disability.
It's
all fraud.
That's
and every
awful.
One of those was taking the spot of another kid, maybe who has a disability or who's an athlete or who, you know, whatever, who was legitimately should have, you know, had a chance to get into that. So it's going to be really,
you know,
really
what's going to happen for jail time? I mean,
they said they could face, especially Lori Loughlin, because she's $500,000 that they're saying that the court documents show, allegedly. Yeah. We always say allegedly. And Felicity Huffman is much less, and lawyers are saying the amount does matter, but she could face like real jail time.
Right.
This is insane.
I'm just thinking, in many cases, it seems like the kids did not know what was going on.
I don't think they would.
Yeah,
no,
so the
I
kids
don't.
Kids are at this point. I mean, I don't know how the kid stays at the school.
No, I don't think they can. And you, David, brought up a good point, too. Some of the celebrities' kids have benefited from being with the businesses within the school, and they've benefited financially.
Lori Loughlin, her daughter who's the blogger and the fashion person? Mm-hmm. Like, she's already done Instagram posts and everything based on being in the school.
At USC. Yeah, no, it's bad. But this is shining a light on a bigger problem, which is that the admissions process has gotten out of hand.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.